Memoirs from the Hilltop, Stories and Lessons from the School of Life by Kofi Otutu Edu Labi, narrated by Max Ofosu. To my wife, Elionai. To my children, Abina Otrebia, Ekua Edubia, Kofi Otutu Jr., Eunice Erabina, and Ifua Benchua. Forward. Kofi Otutu Labi is a voracious reader and prolific writer. His twin passion of reading and writing has motivated him to write a number of books. These have been listed in Memoirs from the Hilltop, a 7-part work of 37 chapters, which could aptly be described as the climax of his many writings for the better part of his grace-filled 70 years on earth. I have included his early morning posts, which he religiously sends out to family and friends, and which he takes the trouble to ensure are thoroughly digested to his writings. The reason why the celebrated author decided to time the book to coincide with his 70th birthday is neatly captured in his introductory remarks. He maintains that the book is essentially not an autobiography, although speaking for myself, I'm of the opinion that substantially it does qualify as one. It is, however, certain that Kofi's motive for writing his memoirs is not to tell the world how well he has done for himself. His goal is not to win plaudits from men. That is not his style. His life experiences, which he shares with us, are aimed at exalting the Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ by letting the world know how merciful the gracious Lord has dealt with him. In his own words, it is to celebrate God's grace and mercy in his life, for the singular purpose of getting others to appreciate what God can do in a life yielded to him, so that they can make him the center of their lives for greater works. In his introduction to Memoirs from the Hilltop, Kofi boldly confesses that, "Church and family life have been central to my whole life, and I have many memories to share in these areas. I look back with satisfaction in the various ways in which I contributed and still contribute to the work of the church." Kofi, a paradigm of humility and self-effacement, perhaps not wanting to be seen in a holier-than-thou light, chose the more user-friendly and common term, church. The detailed accounts of his early Christian upbringing, his scripture union days, how he spent his Sundays at university, and his time with the University Christian Fellowship, UCF, are chronicled in a most fascinating way. His activities, services, and selfless devotion to the work of God in the churches at which he worshipped, contribution to the work of Scripture Union Ghana and the Bible Society of Ghana, and his advanced Christian leadership training at the famous Haggai Institute have interesting learning points. These all point to the truth that the center of his life was and remains the triune God, to whom he owes all his successes in life. He records with excitement that it was at Ofori Pinning Secondary School, OPAS, that he took the radical step of coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and joined the Scripture Union right from the word go. His love for God is evident and knows no bounds, and this comes out in his contribution to church growth and building up the maturity of members. This he did, and continues to do, admirably in his capacity as either preacher, Bible studies teacher, or counselor in both spiritual and temporal matters, legal advisor, serving on church committees, financial contributions, and other commitments to the work of God. It is as a result of the Lord's graciousness in his life that he unashamedly allows us to invade his privacy into the inner sanctum of his personal life space, his heart, soul, spirit, and mind. From his infancy and formative years as he sojourned in various parts of the country with his parents, along with his siblings, cousins, and other relations. Strewn across many pages of the earlier part of the book are exhilarating stories about his roots, his parents and other family members, his childhood and formative years, his educational journey from primary to secondary school. He writes about how he missed up on gaining admission to a Chimota school to start his secondary education. Instead, he secured admission to the then young Ofori Pinning Secondary School, OPAS. God knew what he was doing, for it was at OPAS that Kofi had a very firm grounding in his character and solid education due to the influence of a great headmaster and some brilliant teachers. He excelled at his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?